passage 2.
The truth about lying. I've been wanting to write on a subject that intrigues and challenges me. The subject of lying. I've found it very difficult to do. Everyone I've talked to has a quite intense and personal, but often rather intolerant point of view about what we can and can never, never tell lies about. I've finally reached the conclusion that I can't present any ultimate conclusions, for too many people would promptly disagree. Instead, I'd like to present a series of moral puzzles, all concerned with lying. I'll tell you what I think about them. Do you agree? Social lies. Most of the people I've talked with say that they find social lying acceptable and necessary. They think it's the civilized way for folks to behave. Without these little white lies, they say, our relationships would be short and nasty. It's arrogant, they say, to insist on being so incorruptible and so brave that you cause other people unnecessary embarrassment or pain by compulsively presenting them with your honesty. I basically agree. What about you? Will you say to people, when it simply isn't true, I like your new hairdo. You're looking much better. It's so nice to see you. I had a wonderful time. Will you praise ugly presents and ugly kids? And even though, as I do, you may prefer the polite evasion of, you really cooked up a storm, instead of the soup, which tastes like warmed over coffee, is wonderful. Will you, if you must, proclaim it wonderful? There's one man I know who absolutely refuses to tell social lies. I can't play that game, he says. I'm simply not made that way. And his answer to the argument that saying nice things to someone doesn't cost anything is, yes, it does. It destroys your credibility. My friend does not indulge in what he calls flattery, false praise, and sweet comments. When others tell lies, he will not go along. He says that social lying is lying, that little white lies are still lies. And he feels that telling lies is morally wrong. What about you? Peacekeeping lies. Many people tell peacekeeping lies, lies designed to avoid irritation or argument, lies designed to shelter the liar from possible blame or pain, lies designed to keep trouble at bay without hurting anyone. I tell these lies at times, yet I always feel they're wrong. I understand why we tell them, but still, they feel wrong. And whenever I lie so that someone won't disapprove of me or think less of me or yell at me, I feel I'm a bit of a coward. I feel I'm dodging responsibility. I feel guilty. What about you? Do you, when you are late for a date because you overslept, say you're late because you got caught in a traffic jam? Do you, when you didn't remember that it was your father's birthday, say that his present must be delayed in the mail? Finally, do you keep the peace by telling your husband lies on the subject of money? And in general, do you find yourself ready, willing, and able to lie to him when you make absurd mistakes, or lose, or break things? Protective lies. Protective lies are lies folks tell, often quite serious lies, because they're convinced that the truth would be too damaging. They lie because they feel there are certain human values that are more important than the wrong of having lied. They lie not for personal gain, but because they believe it's for the good of the person they're lying to. They lie to those they love, to those who trust them most of all, on the grounds that breaking this trust is justified. They may lie to their children on money or marital matters. They may lie to the dying about the state of their health. I sometimes tell such lies, but I'm aware that it's quite presumptuous to claim I know what's best for others to know. That's called playing God. That's called manipulation and control. And we never can be sure, once we start to juggle lies, just where they'll land, exactly where they'll roll. And furthermore, we may find ourselves lying in order to back up the lies that are backing up the lie we initially told. And furthermore, let's be honest, if conditions were reversed, we certainly wouldn't want anyone lying to us. Yet, having said all that, I still believe that there are times when protective lies must nonetheless be told. What about you? If your former husband failed to send his monthly child support check and in other ways behaved like a total rat, would you allow your children, who believed he was simply wonderful, to continue to believe that he was wonderful? If your dearly beloved brother selected a wife whom you deeply disliked, would you fake your feelings? Trust-keeping lies. Another group of lies are trust-keeping lies. Lies that involve triangulation. With A, that's you, telling lies to B on behalf of C, whose trust you promised to keep. Most people concede that once you've agreed not to betray a friend's confidence, you can't betray it, even if you must lie. But I've talked with people who don't want you to tell them anything that they might be called on to lie about. They absolutely don't want to know about it. I don't tell lies for myself, says Fran, and I don't want to have to tell them for other people. What about you? Do you believe you can have close friends if you're not prepared to receive their deepest secrets? Do you believe you must always lie for your friends? As you can see, these issues get terribly sticky. Some say that truth will out, and thus you might as well tell the truth. Some say you can't regain the trust that lies lose. Some say that even though the truth may never be revealed, our lies damage our relationships. Some say, well, here's what some of them have to say. I'm a coward, says Grace, about telling close people important, difficult truths. I find that I'm unable to carry it off. And so, if something is bothering me, it keeps building up inside till I end up just not seeing them anymore. I suffer most from the misconception that children can't take the truth, says Emily. But I'm starting to see that what's harder and more damaging for them is being told lies, is not being told the truth. I'm afraid, says Joan, that we often wind up feeling a bit of contempt for the people we lie to. And then there are those who have no talent for lying. Over the years, I tried to lie, a friend of mine explained, but I always got found out, and I always got punished. I guess I gave myself away because I feel guilty about any kind of lying. It looks as if I'm stuck with telling the truth. For those of us, however, who are good at telling lies, for those of us who lie and don't get caught, The question of whether or not to lie can be a hard and serious moral problem. I like the remark of a friend of mine who said, "I'm willing to lie, but just as a last resort." The truth's always better. Because, he explained, though others may completely accept the lie I'm telling, I don't. I tend to feel that way too. What about you?